Hello everyone, this is Miles Ezilo, back again for the Monumental Project on behalf of the Monuments Toolkit and World Heritage USA. As this year comes to a close, we would like to take the opportunity to reflect on some of the highlights of the Monumental Project. We started this project back in March of this year, and we have 8 exceptional episodes under our belt. We spoke to people from all over the country on a variety of different topics inside the umbrella of cultural heritage and monuments of oppression. It all started with our program director, Sakina Moore, joining us for our introductory episode.
Let's get down to the root. What actually happened? What does this mean for, and taking an honest look, what does this mean by having this statue here or having a plaque? What does that mean to communities that are being disparaged?
Love that message. From there, things got even more interesting as we sat down with Wells Todd, the leader of the Take 'Em Down Jacksonville activist group based in Jacksonville, Florida.
When I say the Daughters of the Confederacy had full reign over the history, I mean they censored anything that was negative about the Confederacy, and they would take it out of the history books altogether. Wow. So you'll never find a history book, a book written in the South that says anything negative about the Confederacy.
This brought us to one of my favorite episodes this year, Boots on the Ground. Focusing on activists and community organizers that have made a difference in this space, the Monumental Project got a chance to speak with historian Aaron Thompson, Commissioner Tammy Sawyer, and Native American activist Mike Forsha. Here's Mike Forsha's experience with taking down the Christopher Columbus statue in Minnesota.
And then I asked the women to come forward.
Right.
I said, the women, I need you on the front of the rope. Because the women are really true leaders in our communities, and they have to retake that role again. And because of his legacy of our missing and murdered Indian women and the rapes and just all the horrific things that his legacy has caused. And I asked the men to get behind the women and to give them their strength and to always stand behind the women from that point on. And it seemed like forever, of course, but they pulled it again. And within a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes, I would say, boom.
Man, hearing that back always gives me chills. From there, the Monumental Project traveled to the heart of a very important cultural issue in Richmond, Virginia. We sat down with Mayor LeVar Stoney to hear his thoughts on Monument Avenue, and he left us with some great pieces of wisdom.
I think the removal of the monuments also removed a sort of like black cloud over the city in terms of like, you know, what's been holding us back, right? Now, I'm not coming here today to tell you that we have solved all our problems, solved all the social ills, or that we have 100% rectified our past.
Right.
Not saying that. But I will tell you this, we are a hell of a further along than we used to be.
This led perfectly into our next episode explaining the entire story of Monument Avenue in Richmond. From the historic perspective, thanks to Lexi Cleveland, the story of the protests coming from photojournalist Regina Boone, to the fascinating resolution told by Devon Henry, the story of Monument Avenue is a layered one to say the least. Here's Regina Boone with her perspective.
We've covered many protests in our careers as photojournalists. You know, we were like, whoa, this is definitely something different. Artists were using their talents to formulate a message to fight for justice, to right wrongs, wow, to voice their opinions. So we started seeing singers, dancers, photographers, painters voicing what was making them angry.
Wow. What a time in history. Definitely something that none of us will forget. From there, the Monumental Project switched gears a bit, moving from activists to artists as we spoke with Hamza Walker and Hannah Bernstein from LAX Art, the independent art space in Los Angeles set to release a fascinating exhibit focusing on Confederate monuments next year.
Of course, history is always being reinterpreted from a new perspective, but just adding to that story, fundamentally getting on the same page and having the same information, like, is monumental.
If the exhibition has a single pedagogical goal, it would be to take on the lost cause.
Love that perspective. Really shows how these pieces are symbols that can be conduits for deeper conversations. From there, we headed over to the Windy City of Chicago to speak to Bonnie McDonald. We heard about her work with Landmarks Illinois, as well as her involvement with the Chicago Monuments Project, a program that is both informative and inspiring.
These objects are so much more than stone or metal, that they're community, that they're representation, that they're identity.
And last but certainly not least, last month we were able to speak with Laura Harris of Americans for Indian Opportunity. Based in New Mexico, this organization is doing great work to help Native Americans thrive in professional settings while also advocating for cultural change.
It can be done. We can reflect our multicultural, our pluralistic society in our monuments and in the way that we teach history. And we ought to do that.
And that's season one. It's been nothing short of amazing for me and the rest of the Monuments Toolkit team. As always, we'd like to thank the Andrew Mellon Foundation, the entire World Heritage USA team, and all of our listeners around the world for tuning in. 2022 has been a year of magnificent strides for the conversation around monuments of oppression. People around the country are continuing to address the problematic figures in their backyard, and this has created more legislative action to make a difference. The Monuments Toolkit has been right in line with this movement, releasing content and academic studies to push the conversation forward. We've had our monthly webinars, our case studies, site visits around the country, and of course this show, The Monumental Project. We've had incredible guests from every part of the country, providing their perspectives and knowledge on this issue, and it has honestly been amazing to see this show grow to what it's become. We can't wait to see what 2023 brings, and from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to anyone who's ever listened. It means a lot to me, it means a lot to the program, and hopefully it meant something to you in some way. Thank you. Tune in next year as we sit down with more trailblazers who are making an impact in the space of cultural heritage and monuments of oppression. As always, I'm Miles Esilo. We'll talk soon.